After the corn has matured and dried out in the field, it's harvested, and from it you grind your grits and meal. What would happen, I think, and now you could have it, you could ask the miller to grind it fine, of course. In other words, you could ask it all, have it all ground into meal if you want to, which is powdery, ground to a powder. But I think what a great many did was just ask for a medium grind, and then at home they sift this. The first that comes through your sifter is the finest, and that's set aside for making cornbread. The coarser, then, that would come through last, is set aside for grits. It's then in little granules, you see. And the last thing that remains in that sifter would be the husky part, which would be set aside for chicken feed or something like that. So from this sifting, you had about three different sort of things. Meal, which is the finest, grits, which is the medium, and the residue, husky, coarse matter, which was fed to the chicken, chickens or livestock.
Was it ever your chore as a young boy to go out and feed the chickens?
Oh, yes, indeed. And
how did you call your chickens?
Well, it wasn't necessary.
Oh, really?
When they saw you coming, they were ready. And they start cackling, and when one hen cackles, all the rest quit whatever they're doing.
They didn't
have
to yell at all.
Not at all. They are always ready. And you see, as a rule, they're fed at certain times, so that they expect it.
And did that work with all animals that were around?
Yes. Animals were usually fed at least night and morning.
Did the farmers ever call their animals by any special sounds that you remember?
Oh, yes. I'm sure such terms as gee and haw. One means to go, that's a change of direction, you see, whether to move left or right. And don't ask me which one means right and left, because I no longer remember.
Right.
That's been a long time ago. When they said whoa, that means to stop. And when they said get up, of course, that means to go.
Well, I just wonder how they got the cows off the field, you know, if they had any calls for them.
Well, of course they did. And a cow could naturally be trained to, when they hear a certain call, know that it's feeding time.
You don't remember any of those calls?
Well, I was born with a rather weak voice, and I never got into any of that kind of thing. I just had to go round up that cow and drive her home. My call couldn't have been heard an eighth of a mile.
Did you ever try sending a dog out to get her?
Well, I didn't ever have that experience, but I'm sure dogs could have been trained for that. Now, I think that one of the most useful gimmicks was that, you know, in a herd of cattle, there's always a leader. There's one cow that will decide, well, we're going to go in this direction, the rest follow. And so this lead cow, they put a bell on her. And so you could hear this bell tinkling all day long, maybe, unless she gets too far away. And so you could just listen for the tinkle of that bell, and you know where to go. You remember it's open range at this time. And then they're driven in and shut up for night, and perhaps maybe give some supplementary feed. And of course, the milk cows will be out with the same herd, just like those that would be slaughtered for beef.